Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf, when Pesachim Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis, after discussing the sugya, that lo'oilum yusabe odom melosh nekiyah, a person should always be careful to speak in a proper language. The Gemara concludes that the Torah not always speaks melosh nekiyah, but kol heichod inefishin mili, whenever you have more words to say, so then mishtai melosh tzar, then you choose the shorter version. But if you have the same amount of words to say, so then you speak b'loshen nekiyah. All the mefarshim are bothered that the Gemara in Amud Aleph brought us a few rayas, a few proofs, that we added 8 letters, or 9 letters, or maybe 10 letters, or maybe 16 letters, in order to speak in a proper way. So what does it mean now the Gemara says that you always choose the loshen tzara? You always choose the shorter version. We just saw in Amud Aleph that we did not choose the shorter version in order to speak b'loshen nekiyah. So Rashi and Tosfos answer that there was one exception to the rule in order to teach you this lesson to speak b'loshen nekiyah, but in general we use the shorter version. But the Baal HaMor has a different shot. He explains that when do we say you use loshen tzara? That's when we speak about lo'oilum yishne adam le'talmidoi. When a person is teaching his Talmid, then you have to use the shorter version. So when the Torah is teaching us Torah, giving us the mitzvahs, the hayras, what to do, then you use a shorter version. But in all the cases in Amud Aleph that the Gemara spoke about, it wasn't a teaching of a mitzvah. It was a story ba'alma. The first case was speaking about Noach, telling us the story how the animals went into the teva. The second pasuk is an introduction to a mitzvah, that when a person is not Torah, this is what you should do. And the third one is a story in the Navi when we're talking about Shaul asking a question about David the Melech. A story you could speak in long. When you give a mitzvah, it has to be b'loshen k'tzara. That's what Baal HaMor says. And there's a very deep idea that the Baal HaMor is referring to. And I'll try to say it here in the few minutes that we have. We find this idea already brought down in Chazal in Parshas Chayesor. Eliezer the Eved Avram is going to find a shidduch for Yitzchok. And the Torah goes in length to say the whole description of how Eliezer finds Rivka. And then the Torah repeats itself when Eliezer goes and repeats the story. Say Chazal, you can't say Yofes Sichosov Shel Avdi Avos Yosef Mitarosov Shel Banim. We want to hear more the story, the Sicha, the language, the talking of the slaves of the Avos more than the Torah of the children. What does it mean? Why do you want to hear the story more than the Torah? So Pshat is like this. The Torah reveals to us the world. Chazal tell us at Sefer HaZoyar, Yistakel b'oraiso u'bora alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah, and from the Torah created the world. So it's brought down that in the Torah, there's two ways that the world appears to our eyes. You have the mitzvahs of Torah. You have the rules of Torah. These are reflected in the world, in the rules of the world. Meaning, we have Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, 248 Mitzvah Saseh, Shasa Mitzvah Loi Saseh, 365 Mitzvah Loi Saseh. Chazal Sefer HaZoyar tells us that's connected the Ivorim and the Gidim of a human being, meaning the structure of an Adam, and Adam is a Olam Katan, is a small world, meaning the whole world is based on mitzvahs and averis. The do's and not the do's. That's this framework of the world. The world is built based on the Torah. Then there is the hanhaga of the world. The storyline of the world. How the world is progressing and processing through the different times. That is the stories of the Torah. In other words to say it, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in two ways. Two main ways. We say it ani mamin. Hashem is a boire u'manhig. Boire means he's the creator of the world, and he also leads the world. He's the manhig of the world. These are the two aspects of the world. You have what the world is, and then you have the world where the world is going to. My Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zechitzad Livrach used to say that that's the two concepts in Kabbalah. One is called Maise Merkava, and what is called Maise Bereshis. Maise Merkava is Lashon Rechiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is on the world. The world is the revelation of Hashem. Maaseh Bereishis is how the world is progressing since the world was created. Boire umanik, the creation, the framework of the world, and where the world is going to. These two aspects of the Torah reveals these two things. The mitzvahs, the rules of Torah, is the framework of the world, is the composition of the world. The stories of the Torah, as we know, Maisa Avos, Simon Labanim. Every story that happened in the Torah and in the Neviim is all a message how the world will progress going forward in the future. The mitzvahs of Torah give us what the world is. The stories of Torah give us where the world is going to. So therefore, Yafasi Chasar Shel Am Diavlo Yisayisim Yisayirasa Shabanim. The stories, the more the story is, the more revelation of the Hanhaga of Hashem in the world we have. But the Torah, the mitzvah, the ingredients, I don't have to expand too much. We're not coming here to give you what is going to happen. This is the framework of the world. When we speak about the ingredients of the world, I'm not coming to give you a very long arichus. I'm just giving you the small ingredients to build the world. And now, dear Rabbah, we need to go and expand on the ingredients of the world. That's a Torah Shebaal Peh. This is what the Baal HaMoreh seems to refer to here in the Gemara. When the Torah is giving you a story, the Torah can add many, many words to speak B'Lashon Nekiyah. Because we're talking about the story of the world, and the story of the world needs to be as clean as possible. And we could be marich, the more we marich, the more of simen that we have. But when we talk about Torah, about the ingredients of the world, we need to be as short as possible. And I would say that this recording is also as short as possible. Ten lachachom v'yechkam oy.